Hello and welcome to this week's message from Ed Carter, Senior Pastor of Valley Church. Catch up on more messages and hear the latest from Valley Church online at valleychurch.eu/messages or download them from iTunes. For more information about what's going on in the life of our church, visit valleychurch.eu. Enjoy the message.
Well, great to see you. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday. And I just want to say, I think I made a great decision to join us on this live on stream. And I want to begin too by saying to all of you, and to all that we know, and any of us just joining us, that Michelle and I want to say that we love you, that we're praying for you, that we're believing for your safety, and that you'll come through this stronger and better, more better equipped to face the world and to go forward in your lives. That's our prayer for you in this season. Not that we'll go backwards, but that we will go forwards. If it is your first time, a very, very warm welcome to you. Thank you so much for joining us. And for those who've been in church with us for a long, long time, hey, it's great to have you back. And we look forward to seeing you as soon as this is over, as it were. Flesh on flesh together. And I come from our offering room. This is our living room. On the other side of the iPhone is my cameraman, Thomas Carter, who's loving sitting there watching this, not for the first time, because I've done a few retakes. So he's really enjoying sitting there and listening to the message a number of times. But he will know it well by the time we have finished. And for us here, it's our sixth day on lockdown. And apart from popping out for some shopping, we've not been anywhere for 6 days. And I know for a number of you, you're in the same boat. Well done. Keep it up. Remember, we're doing this to protect the nation and allow the NHS to cope with all the ill people that are getting ill and protect our vulnerable people. So well done. But I also know for some of you, actually, you're not working less hard. You're working more hard. Perhaps you are part of the NHS and the key workers there. Can we say a massive thank you for all your hard work, for risking catching the disease? We want to applaud you, want to pray for you, want to say way to go, and thank you so much that you're doing this for all of us. We thank you that if we need you, you are there for us and for our families, and we appreciate you so much. There's also other key workers. I know some of the social welfare guys, you're working really hard in difficult situations. We want to say thank you, and for other key workers. And also, I know some of the mums and dads out there as well, you're working from home and you're trying to homeschool your kids. Wow. Way to go, guys. We're praying for you as you sort out your systems and just make the whole thing work. I know you're doing your best. Don't worry. God's got it. It's going to be fine. So we're all in different situations. And I kind of want to speak into that today, because our lives have changed. Our social lives have massively changed. Our business lives have changed. Some businesses no longer exist. Some of you might be saying, you know, I've been laid off or I'm on furlough, and your life is totally different and you've no idea what's going to happen in the future. And, you know, it's all different for all of us. All of us, it's different. There's change going on. And even though we can't understand everybody's personal situations, because yours are different from mine and mine are different from yours, we can all feel and sense that life is not the same. And life might never be the same again. This might be one of those moments in history that goes down as a marker. Remember that period of time when Corona struck and things changed. And for some of our younger ones, for Thomas sat the other side there, thing. He might remember this and be telling his grandchildren about this and about how it changed everything from what it was to what it's become. So it is a period of change, of significant change. I was watching an interview on the BBC, and they gathered together an astronaut who'd been on the space station for a number of months and a Buddhist monk who spent over a period of years, a total of 5 years, in isolation. And they were saying, look, you know, how did you cope with the isolation? What did you do to make it work? And I thought, well, this is fascinating. I'd love to hear them. And, you know, they talked about all sorts of different things, but kind of one thing kept coming out over and over again. And it was about, you just have to prepare your mind about what you're about to go through. And I thought, well, wow, that's amazing. You know, I have to prepare your mind if we're isolating, if we're going to be on our own or with our families for an extended, like, we've got to get ready for that. Or if we're going to have to work extra hard, or we've got a difficult job situation, you're working for the NHS, we have to get our minds ready for this. And the Bible talks about this as well, strangely enough. And Paul writes about how the mind and how we need to just kind of work really, really hard at focusing on the right things. Let me just read 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. And if you've got a Bible, or perhaps one of you's got a Bible, you can read along as it's this. So 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. For though we live in a world, in this world, we do not wage war as this world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the kingdom of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And in this season, taking captive of every thought, I think for many of us, is going to be really, really important. Because thoughts impact the culture that we create around us, the culture of our homes, and that culture then impacts what we actually do. And therefore, catching our thoughts is really, really important. And the Bible says that God will give us divine power to do that, particularly to demolish strongholds, ways of thinking which will damage us. God will give us the power to capture those, and through arguments, through understanding God's will and God's way, will help us actually to live a good and healthy life, even in the most difficult and trying of circumstances, which we could argue for many of us this probably is. And you see, because God has a great future for us. And God has a great season for us right now. Not just when this is over. God has a great season for right now. And I'm trying to figure out, and I want to encourage you to figure out, how do I make the best of this season? I'm a Christian. I'm a Christ follower. I believe that God has created me on purpose to do something. And I believe that God can use any circumstances for his good and for my good. And I'm asking the question, what do I do? Now, I always think when I read the Bible that people like Paul, who wrote that passage in Corinthians, he's kind of got it sorted. He says, you know, what does he say? You know, we take captive every thought. Every thought. I'm going, no, I don't. I really don't capture every thought. Some of my thoughts go all over the place into places they probably shouldn't go. And I suspect for many of you listening to it, you're going like, yes, Pastor Ed, that's the way my mind goes as well. I'm good at capturing certain thoughts, other thoughts I'm very bad at. And I, every time I read this passage, I always think of a great piece of chocolate cake or brownie or some ice cream. And my thought goes, wow, that looks tasty. I shouldn't have it because it's bad for me. But my thoughts go all the way there. It's created a culture and I end up eating it. And it's the same in so many different ways that we allow our thoughts to develop along the line. We don't capture them because we find it hard. And then we end up doing something because we've created a culture. Through our way of thinking, we go, well, I shouldn't have done that. But I actually believe, including my chocolate cake and ice cream example, that we can capture these thoughts and make them, with God's help, as it were, and put them in the right place underneath the word of God. Because you see, in Christ, I believe we can actually be victorious, even with the way I think. Do you know John 10, verse 10 says this, I have come that you may have life and life to the full, even in this season of life. Matthew 7, verse 11 says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who he loves? God wants to give you good gifts even in this season, he really does. Romans 8:28 says this, and we know that in all things, God works for good of those who love him and who've been called according to his purposes. God wants to use this season for your good and for my good, and actually for the whole good of Valley Church. And he can use it in a good way to build his kingdom. That's scripture. Acts 1 says that the power of God is in us. John 14 verse 12 says this, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing, but he will do even greater things than this. Why? Jesus says, I am going to go to be with the Father, and I'm going to empower them so I can do even You know, you can do even greater things in this season than you've ever done before, because there'll be opportunities for you to do that. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 4 says, there are different gifts, but the same Spirit. And now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Each person, God has gifted and skilled. God has given you skilled for this season that you're about to enter, or that you're already in. Romans 12 verse 6, that we have different gifts according, or we all have different gifts according to the grace given to us. And all these things are true now as much as they ever have been. But we need to capture our thoughts and let these scriptures that I've just read out, and make them part of our life. It's really important. If we're going to go forward, if we're going to make the best of this, if we're going to not lose, we're going to win, if we're going to make progress in areas of our life. So this question, how do we make the best of this season? I just want to talk about three things real quick. The first one is this. We need to make sure that fear does not overcome us. And Pastor Dave and Chrissy a couple of weeks ago did great messages about overcoming fear and making sure the peace of God rules our life. Pastor Mark talked about the fact that God's got us in his hands and he died for us and he loves for us. But the reality is this, is that all of us at some point, now or in the next few weeks and months, fear is going to come in our hearts. Perhaps one of our loved ones catches it and we worry, will they survive? Perhaps one of our children get ill and we worry. We might be worried about fearful about our financial situation or our employment situation. You know, there's a whole stack of reasons why we may become fearful and worried. But the thing is, actually having a little bit of fear or worry in your life, I think that's normal. Remember Jesus. The night before he was arrested, he was praying, God, if possible, please take this away from me. And the Bible says that droplets of blood or sweat mixed with blood was coming up. Why? Because he was a bit scared about what was coming up. He was a bit scared. He still did the right thing. He captured that thought and went on to die on the cross for us. But I think it's a bit normal. So I don't think we should feel bothered. Occasionally it happens to us. If it takes us over, so we make bad decisions, well, that's different. But actually, I think it's quite normal. But we need to remember what Scripture says. Let me just read a few scriptures out for you about fear. 1 John 4 verse 18 says this, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. And 1 John 4 verse 7, the Apostle John writes this, love comes from God because God is love. Do you know, if we're going to overcome fear, we need to dwell in God's love. Psalm 91, which I suspect some of you have heard over the last few days, puts it like this. This is how we experience God's love. It says this, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Those who dwell, who purposely go into God's presence, they will then rest in the shadow. God's love will overshadow them. His peace will overshadow them. Then I will say to the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress in whom I trust. Read Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. And even though I walk through the valley of death, his rod and his staff will be with me. You know, God wants to be with us, the Lord of peace. Paul writes in 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 10 that the Lord's peace can be with us and his peace can be with us at all times and in every way. Colossians 3 verse 15 says that peace can rule. It says, let the peace of God rule in our hearts and lives. And then Philippians 4 verse 7 says, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ. As we come and dwell in the presence of God, his love is like a shelter for us, like wings over us. And in it, the peace of God can guard our hearts and our lives. And I want to encourage you, as others have done, is to actually spend some time often focusing on God and being in his presence, to give him some time to allow his love, especially church. If you're not part of church, but especially when you feel fearful, worried, or anxious. Those things are going to happen. I think they're normal, part of the human condition. But they don't need to overcome us. They don't need to rule us. But when these things come, you need to go aside and actually just say, God, I want to hang out with you. I want to spend some time with you. Stick some worship music on. Read the Bible. Make some notes. Do whatever helps you to just be with God. And the other thing I want to say is this, is, do you know, be with God often. Our house gets worship music on, and the presence of God is actually in the house often. Do you know, I always think the things that we look at and watch and read influences massively. And this is what I think we need to make sure that the good input, the God input in our lives is greater than the fearful input in our lives. If you spend the entire time watching BBC News and social media and all that's going on there, and you don't read the Bible much, you don't fix your eyes on Jesus much, you don't worship him much, you probably will be fearful because there's a lot of fear out there. But if you concentrate on receiving the love of God and the peace of God in your life, then actually when you watch the news, when you go on social media, that will all be in perspective because love will dominate and you will see it from that point of view rather than the fearful point of view. Don't let fear overcome you. The second thing I want to say is this. Don't let helplessness overcome you. Don't let helplessness overcome you. Now again, it's kind of realistic to feel a bit helpless at times, right? There's literally hundreds of thousands of people ill. There's nothing we can do about the virus. Not even the medical experts can do anything about the virus. They can just try and keep us alive. And that's why we're self-isolating. And you could just like, well, I don't know what to do. What do I do? I just feel a bit helpless. I can't do anything. I can't make any difference. I can't change anything. I mean, that's not entirely true because we can stay indoors. That's good. The government's asked us to volunteer for the NHS. If you can do that and you're fit and healthy, you can do that. And if you're one of those people of 500,000, last time I checked, who've signed up, well done, way to go. We can help our neighbours. There are some practical things we can do. But in general, you might go, you know, I feel a bit helpless and a bit lost about what to do. Well, I want to remind you, Christian, that actually your mission carries on and you're not helpless. Let's just read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. I want to remind you that of which you already know. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20 says this. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God was making his appeal through us. I'll read that again. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God was making his appeal through us. We're not helpless because we belong to the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is all powerful and it's all overcoming. And one day it's going to rule and reign over the whole earth. That's where your security is. Heaven is your real home. We're just temporarily here. And we represent God through what Jesus has done on the cross to the world. And in that sense, we're not helpless at all. In fact, we can change things in people's lives massively because of God's power in us, the gifts he's given us, and the love that he pours in our life that we can pour into other people. And so therefore, because we're ambassadors, I want you to just to think and decide, I'm not helpless. I'm going to capture that helpless thought. I'm going to put it back in this box and say, no, actually, I'm an ambassador. Every time I go out, every person, I mean, I'm going to have an ambassador's mentality. I'm going to have a kingdom mentality. I'm full of hope. It's fine. God's got me in his hands. God is always with me. I know where my final destination is. I'm not worried. I have hope in my life that I can make a difference in other people's lives because you can. I'm going to be optimistic about the future, that God could do something greater this season in my life and in my family's life and in other people's life if God's allowed to rule and reign. I'm going to be a person of peace. I'm going to inject peace and hope and joy into people's lives. I can make a difference. But I'm also going to be an ambassador that does stuff. I am going to sign up for the NHS, volunteer if I can. I am going to help my neighbor. I'm still going to be generous. I'm not going to be selfish. I shared last week in the giving talk about Carla who had the dilemma with the toilet rolls and an oil and an old gentleman, but she decided actually she'd be generous and offer the toilet roll. I'm going to offer things to other people. I'm not going to hoard things. I'm going to be the greatest neighbor in the world. I'm going to say great things when I meet people. Tell them not to worry, it's going to be all right. And I'm going to actually, as an ambassador, when I get a chance, to invite people into the kingdom. I'm actually going to say, you know, God loves you and God has you in his hands if you want him to. I'm going to invite people to watch the live stream. And I've heard some great stories. And do be praying. If you love Jesus, do be praying. There's one or two people actually been sharing with their friends online. And a few of them are very close to giving their lives to Christ, of discovering God for the very first time. Why don't you pray for them, that these people may take them all the line and take courage and encouragement that you can do the same to your friends and your relatives. And also, we'll get a chance, I believe, to share how we've encountered God, what he means to us, and what Jesus has done. And I believe in this season, for some of you, for the very, very first time, you get a chance to walk somebody, as it were, across the line into the kingdom of God. And you're going to be so excited. You're going to look back at this season, not with, that was hard, but wow, that was such an awesome season because I got to do this, I got to do that, and I got to do the other practically as an ambassador and also helping people discover the kingdom of God for themselves. We are not helpless, church, because we have the power of God working inside us. Don't let helplessness overcome you. And finally, thirdly, don't let the possibility of failure overcome you. Don't let the possibility of failure overcome you. You know, I read a while ago that verse from 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4, that there are different gifts, but the same Spirit. Now to each one is given. Each one is given. You have gifted and skilled to succeed, to fulfill the purposes of God in your life. You are, I believe, equipped perfectly for this season by God to do great things for him. And so, and I'm going into land now, I want you to relax in this season and not worry. God has you. When you need to do things around the home or in the business or if you're an NHS worker, relax. Sure, we need to work hard and do what we need to do, but relax. God has you and God will help you succeed in this season if you will not be fearful and not feel helpless. You will definitely not ever be a failure. You are not designed to be a failure. God doesn't want you to be a failure. You can be accessed. You can make a difference both today and in the future. You know, perhaps you're a mum and dad at home and you're trying to homeschool your children and you've never been a teacher before. It's all very confusing. It's all very hard work. The children are all crazy. But I want you to know, if you try your best, God will do the rest. You can relax and take care. You know, if you're working for the NHS and it just looks crazy, there will be some hospitals I know probably get overwhelmed, too many cases, and you could just be all nuts. And those moments, don't think, oh, we're going to fail. No, no, no. With the power of God, we can succeed. We can do some great stuff here. Just relax. Keep working hard, sure, but relax and know that God will grant you success because you're a child of his. And he's designed you to do, what did I say in that passage from John? Even greater things than Jesus did. So just know, and I want you to know, Michelle, if she was sat here next to me, would say the same thing. You'll never be a failure if you're following Jesus. You'll always assess because God uses everything for the good of those that love him. So church, thank you for listening. If you're not part of church and you just jumped online, thank you so much for joining us. I want to say as I finish this, this is a season where you don't have to worry about losing. You can win. This is not a season where you're going to go backwards. You are going to go forward. This is not a season where you need to worry about health, but this is a season where you can actually improve your health. I'm actually believing I can get a bit thinner and a bit faster over these next few weeks. This is not a season where I'm going to learn some new things. I'm going to press into learning Portuguese. One of our girls, she's learning the piano. She's in isolation and she's going to learn the piano over the next few months. It's a time for going forward, not for going backwards. It's not a time for making lazy or immature decisions. It's a time for making great decisions and setting ourselves up for a win both for now and for the long-term future. This is a time, I believe, that we can take the kingdom forward, that we can do some great things for God. We can make this season the best season that we've ever had. Let me just pray for you. I'm going to hand back to Dave. Father, we thank you so much that your promises are true and your future is secure because of what Jesus has done. It doesn't matter what happens in the world, what is going on. The promises of the Bible are always a yes and amen in Jesus. And I pray for myself and my family and for everybody who's listening, Father, that you would help them to live in that. They would not let fear overcome them or helplessness overcome them or the possibility of failure overcome them, but God, that they would live in peace and in hope and in purpose and knowing that in you that they were created for success in this season and in every season of their life. Father, thank you that we can live like this and believe this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. Why not follow us on Twitter at @valley_church or come visit us at one of our locations on a Sunday. To find out more, visit valleychurch.eu. Have a great week.